KansasAgingDepartmentOfAging.com. This message brought to you by Kansas Department of Aging and Disability and Kansas Association of Area Agencies on Aging and Disabilities.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 826, sunny and 20 here at KVOE. And it's time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by our good friend Phil Totten. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. And John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you. They always do. Out there on East 12th near the Water Tower. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, it probably is not around. Truer words have never been spoken. And let's head to Council Grove Lake on a chilly, on a cold start to a Friday. Phil Totten. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine, Ron. How about those Chiefs?
Woo! Another world championship, Phil. That's good, isn't it?
I'll tell you, exciting time. Sure is. And goodness, did we have a good Valentine's Day.
I know I did. How about you?
Well, I got a little, got back to my roots, got a little gravel in my travel, and delivered flowers for Vicky at Riverside's Garden. And I gave flowers to ladies all the way from Lynx Road, east of Lebo. Have you ever been down Lynx Road?
I have seen Lynx Road. I don't know how far I've been down it, Phil.
I never even knew it existed. I went to Opie, went to Strong City, and then back to the elementary grade school here at Council Grove. I'll tell you, Valentine's Day, the smiles on the ladies' faces were priceless, and best yet, the flowers never cost me a dime to give to the girls. But, Ron, and I'm going to tell you a little bit how Fanestles and Emporia saved me here on the home front at Emporia a little bit later on the show.
Okay, we'll stay tuned for that.
But, Ron, on Sunday, the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports will have a bowling fundraiser there to support their programs in Emporia area at Flint Hills Lanes. And I've asked Megan Hilbish to join us on the show this morning to let us know more about this fundraiser coming up and the programs the Flint Hills Junior Shooting Sports are involved in, and especially a little bit more about what Megan has been up to in the world of shooting sports. So, good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience now at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas since we spoke last December.
Yes, so I grew up here in Emporia, Kansas, and I grew up playing sports and doing activities like a lot of other kids, but I started shooting BB gun in Lyon County 4-H shooting sports when I was 7 years old and loved it. I stuck with it and shot all kinds of different things from .22 rifle and pistol and archery and shotgun and muzzle loading, but I really liked the rifle shooting. So I went on and shot in the National Junior Olympics in high school and was recruited by college coaches. A lot of people don't know that shooting is a college sport and an NCAA Division I and Division II sport. And I went to Ohio State University out of Emporia High on a rifle shooting scholarship. And then I finished up at Emporia State University after getting a concussion and mild TBI. But I was able to still compete as an individual at Emporia State against other schools that don't have like a Division I NCAA rifle team, so the club or intercollegiate level. And in college, I ended up being a national champion in 2018 for .22 rifle shooting, three positions, and precision air rifle, just like they do in the Olympics, wearing the full shooting suit. Anyway, since college, I've stuck with shooting. It's something I really enjoy and is stress relieving for me. And so I still compete in competitions across the country. And then this January, I got to go to Las Vegas for SHOT Show, which if you haven't heard of it, it's the world's largest firearm industry outdoor show. It's a trade show. So not just anyone can go. I've always wanted to go, but this year I was able to go because I'm sponsored by Athlon Optics. I'm on their pro team for 2023. And so they were able to get me a ticket. And I didn't have to work their booth, but I stopped by several times to say hello and tell people about the Athlon scopes that I've already been using in competitions and doing really well with. And I got to walk around, and there's so many booths. I walked so much. I was there for 5 days and got to meet a lot of neat people and companies. And the connections that I made definitely made it worth going. And I'm looking forward to having more sponsors and developing more connections with companies and products that I'll be testing and helping with. So stay tuned for 10X Chick is what I go by, or you can look up on social media, hashtag 10X Chick or Megan Hilbisch, and you can find me, and I'll be talking about all kinds of neat products and things that I believe in, and helping promote my sponsors with my shooting competitions, because they help me be able to do what I love and continue to go to these competitions as much as I can.
Well, Megan, 20 years ago when you got involved with 4-H Shooting Sports, and I was one of the coaches back then, I remember seeing you coming into our activities there at the Anderson Building, and always had a smile on your face. I remember the day you sprung your ankle playing basketball, I believe, but still you showed up, and your love of shooting now has kept you going, and it's taken you some places that I don't think that we ever would imagine that 20 years ago you had been going to and participating in the events you do. What was it like? And I just made my first trip to Las Vegas when I got married 4 years ago. I've been in Kansas all my life. And what was it like going to Las Vegas from having your roots there in Emporia?
It was neat to experience. I wouldn't want to live there or stay there for very long. It's very noisy and lots of lights and the casinos. That's not really my cup of tea for, you know, long term. I'd rather be out in the woods in a nice, peaceful hunting or relaxing in nature, or in the mountains, you know, or shooting outdoors. But it was really neat to see all of the different things there that are just so close. And with SHOT Show, the amazing and, you know, things that you can see and the food and the architecture of all the buildings looking like different countries and from Europe. But yeah, coming from, you know, Emporia, Kansas, growing up shooting in 4-H, to then in college, to competing in the Olympic trials. And this spring, I'll be competing in the World Championships tryouts to make the U.S. national team for 300-meter international rifle shooting. So stay tuned. This May, I'll be trying out for that World Championships. And yeah, I'm not stopping anytime soon. And besides competing myself, I also am an instructor. And so I still give back, like my parents do as well, in the 4-H program that I grew up in. I'm a volunteer certified instructor, and I love coaching and helping those young kids learn, you know, not just the safety of shooting, because safety is always our number one priority, but also having fun and seeing them light up when they have success or starting to get the hang of it. And I really do enjoy helping others, no matter if it's the kids or adults. I'm a pistol instructor as well. And so on the side, I do that to make a little bit extra money as an instructor.
Megan, and last January, last December when we had you on the show, I know you love to hunt. You get out with your father, and you become an outdoor mentor. For years, we had you as one of our mentors when we did the Dave Holland Memorial Youth Deer Shoot. Did you ever get out and harvest you a deer this year?
This year, I did not. I only was able to go out a couple of times, but for me, it was nice just to be outdoors and see the wildlife. I could have shot a doe, but I really didn't need it wasn't a necessity for me to shoot a deer this year. And so I was kind of waiting out for a bigger buck. You know, I've shot some larger deer, and so we still have, you know, deer meat from last year from my buck and my dad's buck. And so this year it was, you know, I enjoyed the time that I did get to go out and rifle and crossbow hunt, but I did not get one.
Tell you, the life and working like you do a full-time job, it really takes away from getting outdoors, and that's one of the things that I know happens when we grow up loving the outdoors and you know, just can't wait to go on another hunting and fishing trip and to get out, but then we proceed to having a full-time job. Our time is really limited. But I just wondering too, just with my experiences with you through growing up and everything, were you able to go bullfrog hunting or set lines this last summer?
I have not. I haven't set river lines for fishing in several years. But years ago, my dad and I shot several large catfish from River Lines, but I've never gone bullfrog hunting.
Oh, I thought you was a bullfrogger, Megan.
No, I mainly stick to deer, turkey, dove, you know, geese, duck. But I grew up and really love the deer and turkey hunting, and that's what I often guide for.
Well, Megan, we're going to go to our first break, and if you will, stay with us. I want to talk about a fundraiser you have coming up Sunday there at the Flint Hills Lanes in Emporia to benefit the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports. And if you will, tell us a little bit more about the organization and what all they offer youth in our area.
You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Stay tuned. We are back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
The only thing better than a new pair of boots is a new pair of boots on sale. During Bluestem's boot sale, they're reducing prices on men's and ladies' boots to make room for new styles. Save on boots for work, boots for play, boots for getting all dressed up. Justin, Durango, Timberland Pro, Wolverine, Ariat, and lots more of your favorite brands. Bluestem's got them on sale, so kick up your heels and head on out to the early season boot sale going on now at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Ready to upgrade your ride? Express Tire Polaris and factory rebates are available on select Polaris models now through the end of February. Get up to $750 in rebates for accessories on a new Polaris Ranger 1000, or up to $500 factory rebates on Sportsman 450s and 570s. Many models are in stock now at Express Tire Polaris, including high-performance Razors, Sportsman ATVs, and hard-working Rangers. Visit them today. Your local Polaris dealer. Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. 21 degrees, it is 8:37. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten, your host from Studio North or Studio South, one of the studios. Yeah, Phil down at Council Grove Lake. Phil, back to you, my friend.
Well, listeners, we're talking with Megan Helvish. Megan is from Emporia, and she is really taking shooting sports to her heart. And I tell you, the lady really has a future in that. And mostly, I see her as an ambassador to all kids in our area and what she does and her expertise. This Sunday, we'll be having a fundraiser at the Flint Hills Lanes. And Megan, can you tell us a little bit more about the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, how long you've been involved with them, and what programs that they benefit?
Yes, so Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports was founded here in Emporia about 10 years ago now, and the reason we created it is we were doing all kinds of different fundraising banquets like Friends of NRA or all kinds of different, you know, conservation and wildlife groups. However, a lot of that money went to the national level and didn't stay locally or benefit the youth that we really wanted to support. So we created Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, and we allow kids or the instructors to submit grant requests for funding for programs like Lyon County 4-H shooting sports or for other activities outside of 4-H like the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Western Heritage. It has to be a youth shooting sports-minded organization or activity that we fund. We put on an Exploring the Great Outdoors free youth day in the summer in July at the mall in Emporia. And so, you know, stay tuned for that. This year it will be really exciting. We have free lunch and activities and prizes for people to win. And it's not just fun for the kids, but also the parents. It's called EGO, Exploring the Great Outdoors. So Twin Rivers is raising money by doing a bowling activity this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m., and it's $20 for unlimited bowling, so you can bowl as much as you want from 1 to 3, and there's raffle prizes. There'll be a 50-50 raffle as well as others for four $50 gift certificates to the bowling alley. So we're really excited. We're hoping anyone is, you know, welcome to come bowl with us, or just come and just partake in the activities, you know, and watch other people bowl or do the raffles. Any of the money or donations, we'd be glad to accept. Just a donation goes to help support all of the youth shooting sports activities that we help make happen, especially here in Emporia and the surrounding area. Also, if you can't make it Sunday, you're more than welcome to contact us via like our social media on Facebook, and or give us a call, and you can make a donation directly to our group outside of the bowling fundraiser if you can't make it.
Megan, do you know offhand, is the enrollment for the shooting disciplines already up with Lyon County 4-H, or are they open all year round and just what disciplines are being taught now?
So right now we have our BB gun, air rifle, and air pistol happening over the winter. The deadline to sign up for the activities in the summer, which will be archery, 22 rifle, 22 pistol, shotgun, and muzzle loading. There's some age requirements for how old you have to be, and you have to do air rifle to do 22 rifle or air pistol to do 22 pistol. However, if you can get signed up, you can still join 4-H and get signed up in the project before March 1st. And for those of you 4-Hers that are out there, you need to be signed up for your summer disciplines by March 1st to be able to participate.
Megan, do you have a contact number for that, or just get hold of a Corinne there at Lyon County 4-H?
Call the Lyon County Extension Office, the 4-H Extension Office, and yeah, Corinne or any of the people, Debbie answering the phone, would be glad to help explain how you get enrolled in 4-H, because you can sign up for 4-H and literally only do shooting sports. You know, I would recommend trying out some other projects, you know, all kinds of things, arts and crafts, baking. You don't have to show animals, but you can literally sign up for 4-H and the shooting sports projects and have fun with us and, you know, not necessarily have to do anything else. So if you're already in 4-H, consider signing up for archery or the rifle or shotgun shooting for this summer.
Megan, are you still involved with those activities out at Camp Alexander? I know we used to do Hunter's Ed there at Camp Alexander, and that was one of the things that the students looked forward to, was our shooting sports and being able to live fire there. And of course, we had some few hard times, but the camp has really came back, and I know the Rangers are still in operation. I just wondered if you or Trent are still involved with that summer program there at Camp Alexander.
So I did my hunter's education when I was 7 years old at Camp Alexander. So that's really neat. I have some fond memories of being there. But now, you know, yeah, they no longer have life.
Did we lose Megan there? I think we did.
Well, we did. I went to my computer, and I don't know what happened. That's the world of technology, Ron. It's good when it happens.
She just dropped out. Let's see if we can't maybe get her back. She was just kind of finishing up there. Maybe she'll dive in and call back here pronto to get back on the program with Phil. So how are things down at the marina, Phil?
I'll tell you, Ron, it's really cool. Just this morning, I still have my quail coming to the what I call my wild space area, and I'm sure glad that I built up with some brush piles and some brush for them to get under, because just this morning, the Cooper's hawk came and lit, and he sits on top of that brush pile, and he'll get down in it to see, is there a morsel hiding in there that he might get? But such is nature. I am going to explore an event that was at Missouri. You know, we talk about how come we're having such a decline with turkey and things like that, and of course our upland game birds, and of course the predators are one of the things. I know the nest robbers are bothering them, but I watch the Studio North wild space area all the time, and my little covey of six birds are still surviving.
Ooh, okay. And we do have, we got Megan back here, Phil.
Hello, Megan. What happened to you, girl?
I'm not sure what happened there, but I was talking about Camp Alexander. I believe they still do the BB gun and archery, a part of their summer day camp. I don't think they do it every day of the camp. Like when I was there, while I was going to college at ESU, I'd work in the summer there. But I believe they still have those activities. And yeah, I'm glad that they got the equipment, that I was able to help them get a grant and get it approved through all their licensure as a daycare. So I'm glad that that's a resource, you know, that kids who may have never shot a bow before or a gun can go to, you know, Camp Alexander in a summer and learn how to do that, or just try it for the first time?
Well, like the satisfaction I get taking kids fishing and more, and of course I've been involved with Take a Kid Hunting Days. Roger Wells and I did several of those, and out of his days, the first time a youth catches a fish or harvests a critter, and or if you maybe even hits a target, do you feel that satisfaction, Megan, that you might be showing those kids something that they can take hold of for life, like you have, and really enjoy?
Yes, I do enjoy seeing the kids have fun and be successful shooting. I think it teaches a lot of life skills about being patient and, you know, responsible. You have to be aware of what you're doing with the firearm, where you're pointing it. You know, we teach safety rules that become ingrained in them, and then that's how they treat any firearm they may come across. I think it's important for everyone to learn basic firearm safety and how to respect firearms and what they can do, and, you know, how to treat them if they come across one, you know, as they get older. And so I think it first starts with the safety that we teach the kids, and then them having fun and enjoying it. It is a sport, and it can be fun, you know, or for hunting or whatever reason that they're there, that I do enjoy seeing the kids have a good time shooting.
Well, Megan, in closing, what time is that event again? When does it start there, Sunday at the Flint Hills Lanes, and will you be there?
Yes, I will be there, and it's Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. anytime, or you can come the whole time and bowl unlimited. It's $20 to come in the door, and then there's raffle prizes and other drawings, giveaways.
Well, Megan, thanks so much for being on the show and looking forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, Megan Hilbisch joining us this morning on What's In Outdoors. Phil, we'll take our second break and be back here. KVOE, it is 848. Good morning.
Ready to upgrade your ride? Express Tire Polaris and factory rebates are available on select Polaris models now through the end of February. Get up to $750 in rebates for accessories on a new Polaris Ranger 1000, or up to $500 factory rebates on Sportsman 450s and 570s. Many models are in stock now at Express Tire Polaris, including high-performance Razors, Sportsman ATVs, and hard-working Rangers. Visit them today. Your local Polaris dealer. Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Hey, did you see those chicks walking by? Poultry in motion. I'm talking about Bluestem's expanded poultry department with everything for chickens, ducks, and geese, and watch for their bi-monthly Chick Day ads. And those little critters you call family deserve the best from Bluestem's pet supply section. Pick up top pet food brands like Science Diet, Diamond, Iams, and Purina. If you need it, Bluestem's got it. See ya at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:49. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Todd. KVOE Live and Local. Phil out at Council Grove Lake here on a Friday morning. Spending a lot of time on the road delivering flowers for Valentine's Day. That's a good gig there, Phil.
I'll tell you, that's something I've been doing ever since I was a kid when I'd go to Browns Floral in Junction City and help my mother out. She was a decorator, and of course I have a love for flowers. And some ladies have a love for flowers, some ladies have a love for chocolate. And you just, what do you do for Valentine's Day? Well, I mentioned that Travis still saved my bacon there on Valentine's Day. I had a delivery to do there on my way to Strong City and then back to Council Grove. And I was just wondering what I was going to get for Ginger for Valentine's Day. And, of course, I give her flowers all the time. Most of them I pick out in the yard and make an arrangement. If you haven't known, Ron, I'm cheap. You know that. But I went into Fanostos and gave the lady there her flowers. And I know Ginger loves snow crab. And so I went around there, and lo and behold, there was 5 pounds of snow crab. So ladies, think about it. Maybe for Valentine's next year, and I hope Vicky at Riverside doesn't get mad at me. You have chocolates, you have flowers, and then you have snow crab.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there.
And so, gentlemen, you might just take that lady hunting or fishing sometime, too. You know, explore something different. And I think that snow crab worked out because I have her in the kitchen right now, and I smell some good aroma coming out in here to Cincy Illinois. But, Ron, the Eagles down here at Council Grove are still putting on a show. Last January when I was doing the show, I was running back and forth to Studio South and Studio North. Have a picture of one just 30 yards off the porch eating a crappie yesterday. And they're just that close. I need to really work on developing my camera skills, my photo skills, because I'm seeing quite a show. Listeners, if you're interested in the Eagles here at Council Grove, if you come to across the dam, they're generally on the where the disc golf course is. They're on the east side of the dam. They're around the Outlook area on the west side of the dam. The Outlook area is south. Dead fish go down in the, get drifted down into there. They're there. And, of course, here in the city lake, they're with us every morning, mostly down at the west end of the lake. I had eight or nine of them up in the trees just the other day. Of course, I'm always interested in the quail. Next show will be talking about a group there in Missouri that has really taken hold of helping the turkeys. It's called Turkeys for Tomorrow. I haven't researched them enough to know if they are a nonprofit group or just what they do, but they sort of, I'm going to say, hosted a raccoon roundup. And on a three-day hunt, they harvested over 900 raccoons. Wow. Well, that's something to think about. There's a lot of nest robbers out there. Of course, raccoons have a place in my heart. I like watching them, but I don't like knowing what they do sometimes. I don't like them getting into my sheds and tearing up a lot of things in there when they do. Oh, Ron, before we close, I need to mention the John Redmond, Ducks Unlimited, is going to have their annual dinner and banquet there at New Strawn, and that's coming up March 4th. One thing, just come to me the other day, and I hope people attend these nonprofit organization banquets because they put their money to good use, just like the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports. So the tickets there are $35 for a single, $50 for a couple, and youth are $15. For more tickets, or to make contact with how to get involved with them, call Bob Hammond at 620-203-0668. And Bob is really just a great guy to talk to. He couldn't join us on the show to talk about this banquet because he's having some kind of surgery going on. But he and I talked and talked and talked the other day, and there's just a wealth of knowledge there when it comes to waterfowl. I know he does a good job with that banquet. So, Ron, that ought about do it for today's show. Lord willing, we'll be back here in the third week of March now. Spring is getting closer and closer.
Well, do I read that you'll be with Joe Bragg doing some cooking at Cabela's in Wichita next week?
Yes, that Joe, he and I, we keep it now. He's got bird dogs. We got bird dogs. We're going to start training again and have the women with the birds. And we will be, Joe will be doing, he is a pro staffer for Cabela's, and he'll be doing some presentations a couple of weeks in a row. But on the 25th of February, I'll be there with Joe, and we're having a fish fry. Just talked with Joe this morning. He's going out on Milford Lake to try to catch some fish for this fish fry.
Okay.
But one thing, I don't know if our listeners are aware that Harold Lindsay used to come to Emporia there and then go to Walmart. I've seen a lot of good presenters there at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch on their outdoor days and teach people how to cook the different types of wild game and fish, and Harold always put on a show. So I just thought it would be really cool to do something like what Harold has done and talk with these people that you see on TV and learn some skills. And so I'll be trying to pass on to the people that attend that fish fry there at Cabela's. So we do need to catch some fish. And speaking of fish, they have been biting, Ron. The people, when the ice opened up here on the reservoir, you couldn't believe the boats that were out there fishing the brush for crappie. I haven't had any reports on walleye or anything, but generally I think that magical number for walleye is about 45 degrees. When that water gets warming up a little bit more, and, of course, the walleye are now staging off on what you call pre-spawn, but when it gets around 45, 50 degrees, they'll be moving up to the faces of the dam's rocky points and spawning. And so that's a time to catch them if you're not really a wildlife fisherman. Of course, there's so many different techniques and electronics you can use, and these are some of the things Joe will be talking about, especially for crappie at Cabela's. But just a fantastic time of year, and of course, our outdoor shows are winding down. Last show, I perked the one that we had up in North Kansas City, but on March 10th to 12th, they have the open season expo there at Overland Park, and we were part of that last year. And one of the seminars that caught my eye is Montana Max. He'll be doing a wild game and outdoor cooking seminar. And so this is one thing that people need to understand, why we hunt, why we fish. A lot of us like to eat that stuff. Some people, and to eat it and enjoy it, you know how to prepare it and take care of your game once you get it. Well, Ron, looking forward to the show next March. We'll have a lot more news from the great outdoors.
All right, can't wait. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors? You know, third Friday of the month here at KVOE Live and Local, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, John and Jenny and that exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always, I mean always, take great care of you. It is 8:57.
In the next hour, the first formal charge is being heard against the five fired Memphis police officers named in the brutal